Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A much-needed boost to homelessness services across WA. The state government announcing more than $92 million towards the continuation and expansion of services, including housing first support services in Geraldton. Sophie Moore from St. Patrick's Community Support Centre says it comes at a critical time.
It is pretty much the worst that we've seen it. It's difficult to quantify because, of course, there's different trends over the years, but in terms of increase in new people experiencing homelessness, people who are working families, we've had an increase across all areas in that regard.
An investigation is underway after a surfer was bitten by a shark near Exmouth. It happened around 12:30 Saturday afternoon, with the man presenting to hospital for treatment a short time later. Those in the Bomi surfing spot area are advised to take additional caution. Initiatives which support the welfare of animals and wildlife could be eligible for $50,000 in grant funding. It's administered through the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development on behalf of the state government. Acting Manager Zoe Martin says among the many, some of her highlights include programs which offer vet services to animals in remote communities.
The project so far has funded 72 projects worth over $2 million in total that have been supported by the program in the past 3 years, which have resulted in significant improvements to the welfare of animals, both in the metropolitan and the regional areas.
A new feature film, Shining a Light on Farmer Suicide, is receiving widespread support. The idea born by Australian farmer Leela McDougall during the COVID pandemic. The film showcases some of the hardships farmers face every day in a bid to raise awareness of mental health within the industry. In sport, low numbers may see one less team in this season's Great Northern Footy League women's competition. Railways in doubt of entering a side due to a drop in team members due to work, family and relocation. The 2024 season is set to get underway this weekend.